95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
What's happening?
Happy, quote-unquote, Monday to you.
Sure. You can't actually say happy Monday?
No, it's really hard to say that. In? Yeah, okay. It's pretty much impossible. So you had a bumper crop weekend?
I did. Went to Palm Springs.
Nice. You like it out there, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Very, 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 very hot.
And the heat drives people away.
Yeah, which is nice,
which
right?
Which is great.
Get out!
So there's very few people there, so it's nice. And you stay inside most of the time
sure.
during the day. And
yeah,
unless go
you're
out
in
to
the
dinner
pool.
At night. It's
yep.
nice.
Yep, yep, yep. Lots
it's
of
nice.
Drinks and beverages. And
yes, sir.
Swimming.
Sure.
Yeah, you look real healthy.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
You know, use your pasty
you
white self. Yeah, baby.
Do we need to mention the blood drive here?
We really should. Okay. Yeah.
The Red Cross is having a difficult time with blood donations this summer. They have a shortfall. So we are doing the 42nd annual KLOS blood drive this Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. And we're looking for people to show up at a couple of locations that have not fulfilled their quota yet. Give the address to go and register online
at redcrossblood.org.
Yeah.
Redcrossblood.org.
And specifically, if you're anywhere near Westfield, Topanga, Pomona Blood Donation Center, or the Santa Ana chapter of the American Red Cross for a few. Those are some of the ones that are really looking to fill up. That's for this Friday and Saturday. We need your blood.
We need your blood.
And you might get a lovely K-Rock, KLOS t-shirt out of it, or a K-Rock one. You know, they might have some of those lying around,
look,
too.
Look, we don't know. We don't know what we have and don't have.
I always said lovely K-Rock shirt, so that just comes out naturally. But anyways, do that. Do it.
Do
Westfield,
do it.
Topanga, Pomona Blood Donation Center, and American Red Cross Santa Ana. We'll give a couple more locations soon. What else you got going on, man?
Talking about the
show
today.
You want to do a little
Give me five?
Yeah, songs with won't in the title.
Songs
I will not, man.
One American Dollar.
Oh, cool. I'm
gonna run a buck. What's up with Florida?
Cool.
Bad restaurant service. We're going to talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Never had it.
Sex in Space.
Sex
also never had it.
In Space. Yeah, never will.
We're going to talk about UFOs.
Cool.
And people are dumb.
Nice.
On the way on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A very excited young man to talk to us about UFOs coming up next.
Oh, sweet.
First, it's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb.
Uh-huh.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I don't know how many of our stories come out of Massachusetts, but I don't think very many.
No, yeah, not people are dumb. They
this
seem
comes
brighter.
Out of Sturbridge, Massachusetts.
All right.
Vehicle exploded in Sturbridge. Massachusetts woman suspected of huffing.
Huffing?
I haven't heard that word in a long time.
What, gasoline? Who huffs anymore?
It's inhaled vapor or aerosol propellant gases.
Oh, wow.
This woman does. That's who does.
How 90s of you.
The police department was sent to a report of a vehicle explosion near a Walmart. When crews arrived, they found a vehicle that had all of the glass blown out of it.
Woo! Damn.
All four doors of the vehicle appeared to be displaced, but were still attached to the vehicle.
So it was like, whoop.
Yes. Fire crews found a woman with minor injuries, but refused to go to the hospital. For further evaluation.
Fine. Yeah, it's all good. I'm going to go into Walmart here.
The investigation is ongoing, but it is suspected the woman might have been in the car with all the windows up, huffing. Not enough huffing going on.
She's like a time traveler, and she accidentally ended up in Massachusetts. She was trying to head to Florida.
The buildup of fumes inside the vehicle was the problem when she started to light her cigarette.
Oh, my God.
And the car exploded.
As they are wont to do.
As they do.
Oh, my God.
So.
Does she have eyebrows still, or was that all singed off?
Oh, I assume she doesn't have any hair on her head at all. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's true.
I don't know if you paid attention last week to all of the whistleblowers and the UFO testimony in front of Congress.
Loved all that story. I love seeing that stuff come out. I love seeing these guys that really know what they're doing and talking about getting up going, yeah. There's UFOs.
They're
man.
Talking about we have non-earthly. Hey, down, boy. What's happening? Down.
Studio dog has gone bananas.
Sit. Roll over. Beg for food.
Why do we both go to beg next?
They say that we actually have spacecraft and aliens that we're doing tests on,
like alien blood and
yes.
bodies,
yes.
and yeah, and these
yes.
are guys who not like got tinfoil on their hat or live in a underground shelter.
I mean, we don't know that for sure,
well,
but it
most
seems
like
they
yeah.
have high clearance. A lot of them
yes,
do.
Exactly.
So we thought we would check in with our favorite UFO reporter, Tom DeLonge
oh, yeah!
from Blink 182. Hey, Tom.
Good afternoon.
your dude. Log all in, Kevin. Yeah. I told you so. Everyone can suck it. They told me I was weird and wrong. And now everyone else is wrong and stupid. Yeah.
You did get a lot of crap for being the only person out there talking about aliens for a while.
I've got a lot of crap. Are you kidding me? I was ridiculed and kicked out of my band that I founded because they said I was weird on the tour bus talking about UFOs and aliens. And I'll show you stupid Travis and Mark. Yeah.
How did you talk them into taking you back?
Well, I was like, do you want to talk to some of my alien friends? I bet you'll believe me then. And then I introduced them. Then I took them to the strip club in space. And we saw alien whores. And it was rad. Yeah.
Wow. So you not only have like sightings and some experience, but you actually know where alien space bars are and where the alien whores.
What does an alien strip club look
like? Yeah.
It's called Dark Side of the Poon. And it just goes around like a record on the rings of Saturn, and the girls have three boobies. Yeah.
Three boobies. Wow.
That would come in handy.
One in the center. I thought it was made up for Total Recall. I saw a girl with three boobs when I was a little boy. Yeah, on Total Recall. But then I went into space with my special chamber, and there was a girl with three boobs, and I was like, three's better than two, right? Yeah.
So you make a good point.
So this truly is your I told you so moment.
I want everyone to bow down in front of Tom DeLonge and say you're sorry for saying I was weird and that I don't sing that good and that I don't really know lots of stuff about aliens and whatever you said about the Angels and Airwaves record and all that stuff. And everyone be like, yeah, you're rad.
I mean, I don't think you sing that well. Still.
And maybe the weird part's still true, but at least you knew about aliens.
You know what? You guys got a lot of balls. I'm calling you all the way from space. You know how much that costs?
You're calling from space?
Cellular phone, and you guys are going to make fun of me during my moment of glory. Yeah!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're both fascinated by space.
Space!
Sluggo's dying to go there.
Yes. Was promised as a kid I would be there by now.
I don't really have a lot of interest for that.
Wow, you're crazy.
Scientists are calling for urgent research on the consequences of joining the Karman Line Club.
What is that?
The Karman Line is?
I do not.
It is, let's see, 62 miles, I think. 62 miles above sea level. That marks the beginning of space.
Oh, okay.
So NASA says,
right.
There's never been anyone in space that's had sex. So they need to research it.
I don't believe it. How high up is the space station? Is it higher than that or is it lower than that? Or?
I don't know. 62 miles above sea level is the beginning of space.
I have a hard time believing something hasn't gone on in the space station, but maybe it's at a different level.
NASA categorically insists that no humans have had sex in space.
Nah.
They're starting to do the tourism thing.
Yeah, 62-mile high club.
People are going to the 62-mile high club.
Damn straight.
They don't NASA doesn't explicitly ban sex in space, but their code of conduct calls for relationships of trust.
Oh, shut up. I mean, they have to. You know, you've seen all the movies where they bring in NASA, and they always, like, The Martian is a perfect example. Have to walk that line because they're publicly funded. But they're in the back room going, yeah, get it on! In space!
Considering that space travel is no longer reserved for professional astronauts, they are guessing that sex is going to happen soon.
Very soon.
One expert said the main issue would be for partners to remain in physical proximity because there's no gravity. So you would naturally float away from each other.
Yeah.
Another issue would be trying to avoid hitting one's head since, again, there's no gravity to prevent the partners from drifting away.
All of these things would be wonderful to overcome.
This would make it difficult for partners to stay close. Bodily fluids would also
there's a problem.
Quickly float away.
Yes, okay.
Which could be messy.
Yeah, that's an issue. That is an issue.
Blood circulation in space is also affected
by
the lack of gravity.
So what?
Because all of your blood goes to your head, your lungs and head,
mm-hmm.
and not the small one. Or in my case, the big one. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
Blood circulation in space is affected and could make it difficult for a man to get an erection.
Yeah, well.
All of these problems need to be overcome and will be very soon, I assume.
And will be worked on, as it were.
They're saying SpaceX has yet to happen, but they're claiming that it certainly is going
to
happen
soon.
Yeah,
what's the one that they're shooting them out on to the dark side of the moon? The moon, the dark side of the moon here really soon. When there's a few people going. Were we even going to talk to one of those guys or something?
Yeah, there's two different companies now that are sending people up to space.
So clearly, that's
good. Yes. And they say in the next 10 years, I'd say in the next 10 months.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 days.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that would be, can you imagine the pay-per-view video on that? Man, you could make a lot of cash.
I don't know that I would want to watch. Yeah, I would. Yeah. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
How long has it been since you've gone out to eat someplace nice, Sluggo?
Someplace nice?
Someplace nice.
Nice, huh?
Years?
Yeah, definitely.
It's been
a very long time, yeah.
We were in Palm Springs over the weekend.
Oh, right.
And we went to a nice restaurant.
Right.
And they charged expensive prices.
Did you wear shorts?
I did not.
How about that? You wore pants?
I had to get in.
Woo! Wow! Dang!
So we go in and we order our food.
Uh-huh.
And I get my meal.
My meal.
And my fiance's was wrong.
Oh, that's never any good. That's no good.
So we thought, well, that's all right because it's a nice restaurant. And so the
Wait, why
server,
is that okay?
Because we'll get good service.
Oh, they'll come back, fix it.
And they'll get it fixed.
Right.
And we started, you know, looking around and I'll just keep an eye open. Don't worry about it.
Right.
And I was just kind of scanning.
How off was it?
The restaurant.
How bad
it was
wrong?
A whole different order.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a whole different fish.
Right.
So we were looking for a waiter and there was none to be found.
There was one ducking behind the corner glancing at you guys.
I would guess so because
we gave him the goldfish instead of the salmon.
At
he didn't have
some
any left.
Point. You know, you start like really like looking and trying to see, and then you start waving your hand
because you're not eating yet. You're
in the
waiting
air, like you just don't care.
Or
and
are
she
you?
Says, "No, go ahead and eat. It's hot.
No, you
I
can't.
Don't want it to get
no,
cold."
No, but you can't.
I started and then I stopped.
I always sort of pretend like I'll have a drink and you know I'll do this. I'll do something else.
That's what I did. Although I did take a bite every once in a while because I needed to stay alive.
Bastard.
So at that point, now we're standing up and looking for somebody.
Right, because it's been like...
And how is that possible that it's already been a long time and we can't see
that's the problem.
Any waiters?
The biggest problem is when they drop off the food, that's like a window to them. You know, you got 20 minutes to go do something else before you come around and see how everything is.
Right. So
that is a problem.
Couldn't find a waiter.
Right.
Finally decided to light my napkin on fire with a little candle.
Are you serious?
That didn't work.
Did you really?
Then I shot off a flare gun. There was no
was
one to be found.
No, right?
No, I didn't.
You started whistling and
hey! But what do you do in that situation? Because you would think somebody will come by and check on you relatively soon.
I'd get up and try and find the person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually am like, is there someone back here that can, you know.
Can anyone else help me?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because our waiter was gone.
Excuse me, we've been served an erroneous dish.
Yes, our waiter probably is still gone. I don't know. Whoever he was waiting on.
You never saw him again?
Nope.
Oh, really?
Gone.
Oh, he was off. So he will go, he's like split.
Hit the road, Jack.
He's like, this is the wrong fish. I'm out.
So we're going to talk about your bad service
did
at restaurants.
Did you ever get the right fish?
Eventually we did, yes, but from someone else.
Like just some random person?
Yeah, just some dude off the street came and brought us fish.
Old man across the table. Hey, that's that. Have my fish, dear.
So we're going to take stories about bad service at nice restaurants.
That's not the worst
thing. Any restaurant,
heard,
really.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I mean, it's not the worst thing you've heard. What's worse?
No, but it's what's worse than that?
Yeah.
Like when it's not cooked, like right, like it's raw or something.
Then you send it back.
Yeah,
but we didn't. We
didn't
wanted
even get it.
We wanted someone to help.
Of course,
that's all.
Right,
just some help.
That is frustrating.
We're paying a decent amount
of
money for food.
Yes.
So some help, please.
Yeah, no, yes. That's very frustrating.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. We're talking about bad service at restaurants. 818-955-KLOS. We almost always are on the side of waiters and waitresses because they have to deal with people, and that sucks.
That's horrifying.
And we know we couldn't do that job.
Waiter!
Having said that.
There
are occasions where the waitress or waiter is terrible.
The staff is just off.
You have a story like that?
Yeah, so this was a long time ago, so I don't remember how long it went on. But they brought us in, they sat us down, and I don't even think they gave menus, but we're sitting there waiting, waiting, looking around, same kind of deal.
So you didn't even get menus. You hadn't ordered yet.
Nothing. We were waiting for somebody to, like, come take our order. And I just remember we actually started taking plates and throwing them on the ground. And nobody could.
Nobody showed up. I know I've had that happen. I've had it happen in Vegas, and I'm like, it went like 20 or 30 minutes, and we just got up and walked out.
How does no one show up in that case?
I don't know. I like throwing plates, though. That's interesting.
That's a great tip.
It didn't even work.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for
we
calling.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi there.
I was eating at a biker spot.
Yeah.
Out on Mount Helens, and, you know, the place is pretty... lax anyway.
Right.
When I was out in bed, I ordered a burger and fries, and they bring it on a paper plate. But the table was covered with paper plates, and the waitress just, like, pushed him out of the way and put my food.
Gross.
On.
Wow.
Really?
And they're saying, well, if you don't like it, there's no other restaurant for 20 miles. So.
I mean, they have a point.
Damn.
Potatoes don't burn. Yeah, I mean, it's a great spot. But
right. Yeah.
Fun. I mean, it's not a great spot if you have to eat on someone else's plate.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right. I love
Thanks
it.
For Thank calling. You for you know, calling. That actually reminds me of two things. One time, my wife got a little piece of metal in her food that had clearly come from a can, can opener. They didn't care.
What?
And in Phoenix, we saw a cockroach run across the wall.
Gross.
Right next to the table. They didn't care.
Well, extra protein.
They were out of business not too much longer after. But wow. All right. So, yeah, it's bringing back some horrible memories. Thanks, Kevin.
818-955-KLOS.
I was sort of surprised that Def Leppard ended up firing the robot. He only sang on that one song.
That is
it was
true.
Really kind of cool. I mean, remember how much he partied? Maybe that was
yeah,
it.
That
Maybe
was
the
a
robot
problem.
Partied
it's
too
a huge
much.
Problem.
I don't know.
We're usually on the side of waiters and waitresses
99% of the time.
It's a job that we could never do.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
And we appreciate it.
But there are times when I'll get irritated when, you know, there's just a bad, doesn't care, you're paying a lot of money, they're just like, whatever,
drop
dead.
There are occasionally bad waiters and or waitresses.
Yes.
And you have a story like that?
It happens almost every time to me, and it's the worst. It doesn't matter what, if it's fast food or whatever, but I'll walk into a place, I'll order my food, and someone will walk in behind me, and they'll get sat down, they'll get their food before me, I'll be sitting there waiting, and they'll have their food and everything. Almost happens every time.
I've
it doesn't
seen
matter.
That. Yeah, I've had that too, and it's very annoying. It's very annoying.
Wait a minute. It happens every time you go anywhere to eat?
Almost every place, whether it's fast food or sit-down restaurant, I'll walk in, someone will walk in after me, they will get everything before I even
Dude, there's a picture of you in those restaurants.
No,
behind the counter.
My fiance thinks, that's funny you say that, Kevin, because my fiance thinks that it's because of my looks. And I'm like, oh, I look it's like half Chaka from Land of the Lost and half Satan.
So well, like, I think they would be speeding it up, man. They'd be like, I better get this guy out of here.
I think your girlfriend's right.
Right on.
Thank
I love
you
that Chaka, man. Land of the Lost. It's a hell of a reference.
Oh, Gonza Bisasa.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just calling about the waiter restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You had a bad experience. What was it?
Okay. So we live in Santa Monica, and I don't know if I'll mention the restaurant's name, but it's a supposed Michelin star restaurant.
Okay.
So I take my husband there for his birthday. I've been in Santa Monica for the longest time, and we never tried it. So
right.
And they seat us right by the door, which is opening and closing all night.
That's the worst. All right.
And, like, it's cold, first of all.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. I have my 14-year-old with me, and I totally made a joke. We were ordering cocktails, and I totally made a joke. And I said, oh, and he'll take a shot of tequila, just joking.
Sure.
And she looks up and she goes, well, I'm going to have to see his ID.
Oh,
wow.
I was like, wow. And the food was horrible. And we paid about $300 for that meal.
Wow, that's crazy.
Dang.
If you're going to spend $300, you expect a good meal.
And this is why they got their Michelin star taken away.
Ah,
there you go.
Well, someone made some noise.
It's good when that happens.
Yes, it is.
I'm happy when that happens. Right on.
You.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you, gentlemen?
Great. We're talking about bad restaurant service.
Yes. So my wife and I were out in Pasadena at a steak place.
Mm-hmm.
Sat down. got wine, got nice salads, and I like, you know, I like rabbit food, so I get a big salad. She gets salmon, I get a steak. We eat dinner, but she's not hungry because we ate the giant salads. So she's got this big, gorgeous piece of salmon, and we say, can we please have this in a to-go box?
Right.
And we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and then nothing. So I call the waiter. The waiter says, you didn't ask for a to-go box.
Why did he say that? I mean, what's
the point?
That's
so weird.
Just say, oh, sure,
I forgot.
Yeah, or whatever.
Here you go, yeah.
And this is a $200 meal. And so we, fine, we get up, we're walking out, and he's standing at the wait station, you know, with the hostess.
Right.
To watch us walk out the restaurant. And I, he said, how is the fish? And I just said, do you have a trash can?
Nicely done.
And I threw it away right in front of him. I said, have a nice night.
Hilarious.
Into the bin it goes.
It did. Because, I, you know, as much crap as he was giving us, I was certain somebody spit on it or did something.
Right. Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's nope. Best to play it safe.
Yeah, exactly. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. We're talking about bad restaurant service.
I was at a strip joint, and me and my lady walked in, and we sat at a booth, and they had food and everything else there. And we started smelling something really bad. Somebody threw up.
All over the
side of the table against the wall. And we're sitting there, and we got up, and we called the lady over. And she goes, oh, well, things happen here. And I'm like, what do you mean things happen here? I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, you expect it to be a little not upscale, but not that not that much reality.
I mean, yeah, but
that's,
you,
that's a bit
I
much.
The table to be,
yeah, vomit free.
Dirty,
yeah.
But not all throw up on the side.
No,
of
no, of course. Even at a strip club, you yeah. you should get your food
vomit free.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Bad restaurant service. We're talking about bad restaurant service.
Hi, I'm pretty sure this is a cardinal rule that this waiter broke.
Okay.
But, and maybe did it intentionally, but I double booked dates at the same place because I love it that much.
Right.
And when I came for my second date, he said, oh, you're back.
Oh, no, like, no, no,
yeah,
no.
And I looked at him like, yeah, like abort, leave this conversation
right
now. And he did. He didn't. He kind of looked at my guy, looked at me, looked at my guy. I was like, oopsie. But it was like a knee-jerk reaction.
Right.
Of course.
Hey, you know, that other guy was a lot better looking than this dude.
That guy was way better than
him. What are you doing with this guy? right on. That's perfect. That's horrifying.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi there. Talking about bad service at a restaurant.
Yeah. My wife and I were back in college. We actually visited this Thai restaurant near our campus. It was very popular, very known for having like really good food around the area. But because I guess we looked much younger at the time, when we were seated, they did take our order, bought our food out, and then that's the last time we ever saw our waitress for the entire time that we were there, maybe 25, 30 minutes.
Right.
Never came back, asking if we wanted drinks. I mean, there was like other older couples there, which we saw the waitress go back to multiple times, and we just figured it's definitely because we were
our agent. It's been years since I had that problem, but I remember that happening to me a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, I used to go to a lot of fairly nice restaurants to spend money with friends and whatever, and they always ignore
it. I would guess that they summarize you as somebody who doesn't have money.
Right, exactly.
And they instead...
Yes, that's what we thought. Like, yeah. They're not going to tip well. They're just going to eat and
yep.
pay off.
I always... We super tipped well. We, as, you know,
not,
we didn't care.
Not me, I always ran.
Sorry, dude. Five what? What do you want? What? Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I can do that. You know, Kevin, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the English language is a strange language. The contraction of the words will not becomes won't, which is dropping the I and the L's and just goes to W-O-N apostrophe T, making it extremely confusing. It's really stupid.
So we're looking for songs with won't in the title.
818-955-KLOS.
Or on Twitter at Kevin and Slugger.
Aw, you got it that time.
Sorry, X. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Who's this?
My name is Ed.
Ed, give me five songs with won't in the title. What do you got?
How about It Won't Be Long by the Beatles?
This is the last of the Won't songs on Gimme 5. Their new one from Can't Find the Brakes, Won't Take Me Alive.
I love this. Love, love, love.
Such a great song.
Yep.
And right after it, we got some information about them that needs to involve you, and it's free, so stick around. Hey, why you got your wallet out, dude? You gonna give me some money? Yeah! Woo! That's nice. Think of you. Think of you.
Think of you. One American dollar.
Yes. Which, by the way, is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com.
I have the top 10 80s songs with saxophones.
With saxophones?
Yep.
Saxophones.
Top 10 80s song with saxophones.
You mean top 10 like selling or just the...
Top 10 best. And that's this comes from Ranker, which is basically a site where you can go vote. So people just vote. You know, they have 150 votes or something like that, and they come up with a top 10 list.
I mean, probably my favorite can't possibly be on the list. I'm not going to guess it. But I have to say Romeo Void, either A Girl Like You or A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing or Never Say Never. Those two are some of the best saxophones out of the 80s ever.
Are they? Hmm. Is that
but
a guess?
I wouldn't say that.
Good.
I'm going to have to not. Wow, saxophones. Those are mostly love songs, really, aren't they?
Like some of them
saxophones?
Are, yes.
Ooh, do some I really know these? Are we going to
You
know
do.
Really? That's horrible.
I think you do.
That's the horror of being in radio.
You know most of them.
That's awful. Oh, I know. The one that guy calls every weekend for, Careless Whisper. That has a hell of a saxophone in it.
That is number one. That guy finally paid off.
He did.
He calls us every week and asks for Careless Whisper.
And we still haven't played it yet.
Nope.
Not once.
Nor will we.
That's a damn shame.
Best 80s songs with saxophones.
Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now has a pretty cool saxophone in it. Oh, come on!
Look at you.
Wow! What?
Two for two.
What?
That's what I'm saying. I thought this would stump you.
How many do I have to get?
Four.
Ah!
But you get four more guesses to get two more.
Four more. Four more.
I think you can do it.
Three, two more. Urgent, Foreigner.
He said lying. Oh, sorry.
Yep, that's in there. Oh, nice. What?
Three for three.
What? Ooh, you know, I thought of
another one. Why don't you get up a little urgent?
Yeah, okay.
For Foreigner.
Well, hold on. I want to play you this one. Here's a great one. That song. That's a tortured saxophone.
Who is that?
It's a Fear, Lee Veen. That was the very last song I played before I moved to New York City. Over on the other station.
All right, so you got three for three. Take that one away. You got to get one more.
I got to get one more. I can't even think of another one. I really can't.
That's a shame.
Is there a saxophone in Going Back to Cali, LL Cool J? Is there a saxophone in that?
Is it in the top 10? No.
I don't even know if there is.
All right, that's four. You just got to get one more with two guesses.
Billy Ocean song. Like, I can't think of any of those. What are they? What was his big hit? I don't know. So I'm going to say Billy Ocean, and I'll get 50 cents for it.
Incorrect. You got one more guess to get one right. It's your final guess.
Well, I got the first three out the gate. I can't think of another one, dude. I really can't. Give me a hint.
Are you out?
Well, give me a hint. I give you hints all the time. I want you to win $1.
This is a two-man rock group.
Two-man rock group. Mm-hmm. Hall & Oates from the 80s. What was their big one? It wasn't Private Eyes. It was Maneater. Never got
that
if you had
one too.
You did.
That's BS.
You did. I only know because Hall & Oates were huge in the 80s. Thank you for that.
Why don't you get up urgent while we go over the top 10?
Yeah, because that's a pretty good.
Number 10 is Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator. You know, I like that song.
Number 9 is Urgent by Foreigner. Number 8 is True by Spandau Ballet.
Oh, that has a saxophone in it?
Is Harden My Heart by Quarter Flash.
Oh, wow.
Number 6 is Never Tear Us Apart by NXS.
Oh, wow, yes.
5, Baker Street is a lie because it was Jerry Rafferty did it
in
78.
That's the 70s, yeah.
And then they covered it in the 1992, so that's
Foo Fighters,
wrong.
Yeah.
You Belong to the City, Glenn Frey. How much time do we have?
Oh, we're going to get a saxophone, yeah.
Maneater, Hall & Oates, sorry. Who Can It Be Now, Men at Work, and Careless Whisper.
Hmm. There's a hell of a lot of saxophone in this.
Yeah, let's play it. Just let it roll.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We're sorry we talked over the beginning of it. And thank you for the dollar. Yay!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's Black Crowes, and right before that, Aerosmith, whom they will be opening for December 7th. It's happening 7 p.m., the Peace Out Tour at the Kia Forum. You know how rarely I go out?
Yes, that's going to be a great show.
I want to go to that show. That's going to be amazing. Aerosmith and Black Keys.
It's time for What's Up with Florida.
Black Keys, Black Crowes. Come on!
Very different.
Clue A!
Time for What's Up with Florida.
Right.
Leprosy.
Oh, what?
How long has it been since you've heard that word?
3,000 years.
Could be endemic in central Florida, CDC says.
Are you serious?
Sons of bitches. Leprosy. They're ruining everything.
Wow. We don't need leprosy. Thank you.
Rising evidence from the CDC shows that in a recent study that Florida accounted for 81% of the new cases.
How many new cases are there? One?
There's about, I think there's about 200,000 worldwide.
Whoa!
And about 150 in the United States.
Are you kidding me?
81% of those come from Florida.
So, of course they do.
And it's not the first time Florida made headlines for leprosy.
What?
In 2015, experts blamed armadillos for higher than normal leprosy rates in Florida. Stop it.
Armadillos? Leprosy?
Stop it with the leprosy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We learned that people are dumb from a woman in Massachusetts who blew up her car by huffing and then trying to light a cigarette.
First of all, that's very 90s of you and very 70s of you with the cigarette, but whatever.
Well, we talked about sex in space.
Sex in space.
Since you don't have to be an astronaut anymore and tourists are now going up, there's something called the Kármán Line, which is 62 miles up from sea level. So people are going to join the Kármán Club.
The 62-mile club.
The problem is that gravity keeps people from being close, and there's another problem of bodily fluids flying around.
You know, I was totally on board with the whole sex in space thing. I thought that was awesome.
Right.
Until you mentioned that part.
Until that bodily fluid part.
Out, 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 out. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey, if you get your pizza from Michelangelo's Pizza, it's going to be happier pizza because Gloria listens to KLOS there.
Well done.
At Michelangelo's Pizza. Well, thank you for doing that, Gloria. One moment, please, while we thank Ruben from Park House Tire for having KLOS on at work. He's always listening. Ruben is there at Park House Tire, and we really appreciate you doing that, dude. Thanks to an appeal court in London on this day in rock in 1967, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards were off the hook for having smoked cannabis resin in their house. The Stones documentary Gimme Shelter debuted on this day in rock in 1971 at London's Rialto Cinema. If you don't know about Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixin'. Don Henley knew that Mojo was playing the Hole in the Wall Club in Austin on this day in rock in 1992, so he joined Mojo Nixon on stage for the song Don Henley Must Die.